The world's largest hotel chain says it will eliminate small plastic bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and bath gel from its hotel rooms around the world by the end of next year to cut back on plastic waste. Marriott International has more than 7,000 hotels in 132 countries following its $13 billion acquisition in 2016 of Starwood Hotels and Resorts worldwide. Arne Sorensen is the CEO of Marriott International, and he joins me now as part of View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And I want to start by asking you just personally, earlier this year you announced that you'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. I've had about 4 months of chemotherapy, which by and large went fine. It does have some side effects, but I'm in a window between chemotherapy and surgery. I feel great, actually. I've put my sneakers back on. I've been running the last week or so. I'm still very much engaged at work and maybe most importantly, optimistic about the outcome. But of course, we can't take that for granted until we're through.
Well, great to hear that. We're happy to hear that. And let's talk about your efforts most recently to reduce waste at Marriott. You're removing small plastic bottles of shampoo and other toiletries from your hotel. What kind of an impact do you think that is going to have in terms of plastic waste?
Well, we'll get to the bottom line maybe first and then talk about the process. But we think it'll be about 500 million little bottles a year that will be saved. And of course, those bottles today really functionally cannot be recycled because they're so small and can't be cleaned. But what we'll be using is larger bottles attached in the shower, dispensed at the volumes that each guest needs and wants, and then replaced only when they become empty. But of course, we want to make sure that these are not only environmentally sustainable and responsible, but they've got to be tamper-proof and they've got to be on brand, all of those sorts of things.
Do you think you're going to get any complaints from customers who are used to having the little bottles?
Oh, of course.
Because they won't be able to take these with them, probably, right?
Generally, they will not be able to take these things with them. And I've told the story a few times when we moved my mother into assisted living the first time out of her apartment many years after my father had died. We found a very large drawer in one of her bathrooms filled with hotel soap. Now, it won't surprise you to know that most of that was Marriott hotel soap.
But that's good.
And, you know, obviously people often will take a bottle of shampoo or some soap, and that's fine. But I think most people, the overwhelming majority of people, will say this is a better experience. And I think most people understand that protecting the environment is a cause that we all share.
What about other things that you can do to reduce waste? Hotels use a lot of water. They have air conditioning running all the time. What are you doing about those issues?
Well, we're doing everything we can is the short answer. Each hotel is looking at use of heat and power, also looking at water usage, also looking at recycling. Those are common all around the world in hotel to hotel. There are some things like this toiletries thing that we can deliver for the system as a whole. But we also discovered that many things have to happen on the property level. And so we've encouraged our teams in every property around the world to adopt their own green council. And if we can empower them to say, do the work that you need to do at the hotel, figure out what the opportunities are, whether it's a new boiler, a new air conditioning system, or simply a new focus on recycling, that's the best way to make a difference on those individual hotels.
I want to ask you about the big merger that happened in 2016 between Marriott and Starwood, bringing the total number of brands under your umbrella to 30. Why do you need to still have Sheraton, Marriott, and Westin, for example, all as separate brands? Couldn't they all be one?
Well, it's a good question. The fact of the matter is each of those brands existed, obviously, before we acquired Starwood. And they may have been competing against each other because Starwood and Marriott were intensely competitive between the two companies. But we believe that by offering more choice to our customers when they travel, choice in terms of precise location, brand sensibility, cost, but all within the same loyalty program, that the breadth of choice keeps customers in our ecosystem as opposed to sending them to an online travel agent. So the breadth of choice is actually a good thing, and I don't think we'll ever see that it's in our interest to combine these brands.
But is it really choice for them if all the brands are owned by you?
Absolutely, it's choice because the pricing for each hotel is different. The location is going to be different, but to some extent for the sensibility of the brand too.
But I have to say, in an area like Chicago, for example, you've got the W Lakeshore by Navy Pier. Down the street, there's a Courtyard by Marriott, a Westin, a Ritz-Carlton, yeah, a Residence Inn by Marriott, a Sheraton. These are all in the same neighborhood.
I just love that you know where these hotels are.
Our producers worked very hard to find a place with a ton of Starwood Marriott.
I was hoping you would say you had stayed at all of them.
I have not stayed at all of them, no. But there is a situation in Thailand, I understand, where the owner of the JW Marriott Phuket Resort and Spa is actually suing Marriott International because of the competition he's facing from other hotels within your brand.
Well, that's what he says in his complaint. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we have a starkly different view about what the facts are. This is the owner of the JW Marriott in Phuket. We have had rounds of negotiations with him over the course of a 20-year relationship, which have always, from his perspective, been trying to, you know, essentially push us further aside. Mm. This has to be understood in the context of that relationship, which is, in our view, fundamentally not about our having other hotels in that market.
Let me ask you about the hack. Marriott said earlier this year that as many as 383 million guests were affected by that data breach at Starwood that was disclosed last year. What have you been doing to prevent something like that from happening again?
Well, in short, everything we can. Obviously, we were deeply disappointed to discover that hack that had happened on the Starwood reservation system before we acquired Starwood. We discovered that hack late last fall and, of course, disclosed it to our customers and to the regulators as soon as we could possibly get the facts that were necessary in order to disclose it. Since then, we've been doing, obviously, what we need to do in order to manage that crisis. But then also looking at what are the lessons we can learn from that and what are the steps that we need to implement to reduce the risk that we have further events like that. And the team's been working around the clock to do everything they can.
As someone who runs a company with hotels all over the world, what is your sense of the strength of the global economy right now? And are you worried about a recession?
I am more concerned today, obviously, than a year ago. And I think if you look around the world, it's a different story from place to place. Interestingly, Western Europe is probably the strongest market that we have as we speak. Hmm. Surprises some folks because of
Brexit.
Well, Brexit makes you think that the world must be falling apart over there. London has been performing extraordinarily well. Why? Well, partly that's because the pound is so cheap. So it is cheap to go to London today compared to normal mm-hmm. times. And so we've got more travelers coming in. That's why that market performs so well. But you can see, certainly when you look at the U.S. economy and the China economy, that both have slowed in the last few quarters. You see it both in the GDP numbers that are reported publicly. We think we see it in our business. We're still growing year over year. We're not in a recessionary environment. But we're not, in terms of same store sales, we're not growing robustly. We're a bit anxious about the way the trade war can evolve and whether or not that causes companies particularly, but potentially consumers too, to revert to the sidelines.
Sort of a secondary recipient of the trouble from the trade war. It may not affect you directly, but because companies decide that they're not going to do business in certain places and therefore won't stay in hotels?
Exactly. I mean, we don't think we'll be the target of a trade war, mm-hmm. but obviously if the economy weakens in China or weakens in the United States, that weakens lodging demand.
What has the rise of Airbnb meant for you and the hotel business in general?
It's been fascinating to watch the development of this home rental space. Airbnb, of course, gets the most attention, but we shouldn't forget the fact that companies like Expedia and Booking each also have millions of home rental listings. Many of them are the same properties, actually, that are on Airbnb. In some respects, it has been surprising and gratifying to see that these platforms have often induced new travelers into travel because they've been able to offer a cheaper stay. Even as they've grown, and they've obviously grown substantially, we have continued to see occupancy in our system grow to record levels and then continue to grow from there. And the absolute performance of our hotels is very, very strong. So it hasn't been cataclysmic. At the same time, we've watched what's happening in this space, and we hear from our customers that there is a part of this business that they like a great deal, but there's a part they don't like. It's too unreliable. There's too much risk that if I take a home rental, I might end up with a dirty place I'm staying. I might end up with a host that I'm not comfortable with. I might end up with a guest that leaves my property damaged. And, you know, many of the providers that have been in this space have really not tried to provide a sort of a reliable experience. And so we've decided this year that we will get into this space ourselves, but with a brandable and reliable experience.
How do you do that?
Well, we do it by making sure we've got essentially a home management company in each market that is delivering housekeeping services so that the place is clean, design services so that it is an attractive facility, make sure the bedding is right so that people have a luxury experience. Things like Wi-Fi, make sure that that works, key delivery, and that they're standing by if there's a problem. Our focus is really to say, all right, let's try and deliver the larger unit, not necessarily luxury only, but certainly the top half or so of that market, where you can deliver experience that we're comfortable standing behind.
That is Arne Sorensen, who is the CEO of Marriott International. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.